Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Critical minerals are the essential building blocks for the new technologies that we're going to need if we're going to be able to fight climate change, said U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, Jose Fernandez. Speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, Undersecretary Fernandez noted that there has been an exponential growth in the need for minerals like lithium, graphite, and magnesium.
Just to give you an example, 42 times the amount of lithium we use today, we will need by 2050.
Our greatest challenge presented by such need, Undersecretary Fernandez said, is developing transparent, secure, and sustainable supply chains.
Right now, the supplies of these materials are basically controlled by one or two countries. We're going to need to diversify that. Why? Because, as we learned during COVID, when supply chains are concentrated in one or two countries, that's a risk.
A third challenge is mining itself.
Oftentimes, communities that have mining activities around them suffer. We need to find ways for communities and for countries to benefit from those activities. We are working with countries to make sure that we're partners and that it's not just an extraction. Why? Because that creates jobs and it creates opportunities for young people to be able to have a future in their own countries.
One way the United States is helping to address the challenges raised by critical minerals is through the Mineral Security Partnership. Made up of 13 countries and the European Union, the MSP works with partners across the public and private sectors in investment, finance, and development to create opportunities in responsible mining, processing, and recycling. Undersecretary Fernandez stressed the MSP's principles are clear.
We are going to make sure that our companies adhere to the highest environmental principles, governance principles, that means no corruption, and also that we work with communities. Communities have to benefit from these types of projects. Otherwise, they will oppose them. The projects will not go forward.
To fight the existential challenge of climate change, Undersecretary Fernandez said, we need to make sure that countries are not forced to choose between environmental degradation and economic growth. This is not an either-or scenario. It's two objectives that we can meet together.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.